Good morning, world. With news and comment for the 11th of July, 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:45 Universal Coordinated Time, here is how the world is treating itself. Actually, we start off with a little bit of unfinished business from last week. Almost immediately after posting my report for Friday, I learned of the death of Andy Stevenson, who lost his fight with pancreatic cancer at the far too young age of 43. He was perhaps the most passionate advocate for the abolition of black box voting, the easily hacked computerized form of voting that has arguably given us two terms of GWB squatting on public land. For his troubles, the Flying Monkey Right has concocted a bizarre and bilious smear campaign against him, claiming that his cancer was a hoax. You can read Andy's last public statement and perhaps become inspired to carry on his activism for democracy at andythanksyou.com. Again, andythanksyou.com. That site happens to be owned by Ben Birch, who is also the proprietor of whiterosesociety.org. And I have to say, I've been in the audio media in one form or another, radio, TV, and this, for almost four-fifths of my life, and never before have I ever been as proud of my association with an individual as I am now with Ben. Loyalty is a quality precariously lacking in both the world of media and the world of social activism, and Ben's fierce loyalty towards Andy is, to say the least, a remarkable thing to behold. We need more stand-up guys like Ben and Andy to make democracy work. Well done, Ben. And wherever you are, Andy, you're more than welcome. Around 100 people demonstrated at Edinburgh's Sowton prison on Friday in the wake of the G8 summit. At least seven of the prisoners at Sowton are from the Carnival of Full Enjoyment protests earlier in the week. 13 more have been released on bail, mostly at Edinburgh Sheriff Court on Friday. Defendants, families, and friends are urged to contact the July 2005 Prisoner Support Group. Their email is July2005solidarity@yahoo.co.uk. I'll give you that one more time. July2005solidarity@yahoo.co.uk. Further information to be found at scotland.indymedia.org. Salt Lake City is hardly the first town one thinks of as a hub of liberal politics. The local media is dominated by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it seems that at times half the radio stations there are duty-bound to report on each time the president of that denomination blows his nose. But every Thursday afternoon, rush hour last month, demonstrators gathered at the corner of South and State Streets in Salt Lake City to call for the impeachment of GWB. The organizers, including the Utah Green Party, claimed that passersby opinion expressed ran 10 to 1 in agreement. Lesbi gay activists at a protest rally in Perth, Western Australia, were attacked by police on Friday. The rally called on the John Howard regime to repeal the ban on gay and lesbian marriage in Australia. The rally was the end event of the National Student Queer Collaboration Conference at the University of Western Australia. This is the second straight week in which Perth police have been incredibly brutal towards demonstrators. When Australian Education Minister Dr. Brendan Nelson was met with a protest at Edith Cowan University on the 1st of July, police attacked the protesters with their horses. Oh, and two male delegates to the conference were thrown out of the Aberdeen Hotel in Perth for kissing in the lobby. Further information on all of these can be found at perth.indymedia.org. Another example of how the self-proclaimed free marketplace is anything but free. There's a family-owned all-organic juice company in Hood River, Oregon, called Columbia Gorge. They've maintained a level of local success in Oregon against competitors, including the Coca-Cola-owned Odwalla brand, through sales at area colleges. Now, there's a report that at least two of Portland's larger institutes of learning, Reed College and Portland State University, have been approached by another brand, Naked Juice, of Azusa, California, with thousands of dollars if administrators stop offering Columbia Gorge juice on campus. Naked Juice's customer service phone number is 877-858-4237. Columbia Gorge's website is ColumbiaGorgeOrganic.com. And Billy Jack is coming back. Tom Laughlin and Dolores Taylor, the Arizona couple that made the movie Billy Jack, the biggest grossing independent film of the 70s, wants to bring the character into the 21st century with a new film and a new anti-war campaign, this time dealing with GWB's war on Iraq. You can take a look at on the World Wide Web at endtheiraqwar.com or billyjack.com to see the details of the campaign and judge for yourself. I do have to admit that as far as the original movie, I thought a lot of the same territory was better covered the same year of 1971 by Stanley Kramer's Bless the Beast and Children. But any theatrical film that packed him in Orange County to hear an anti-war message in 1971 still commands some historical respect in my book. A reminder that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast stations airing this newscast, whatever possible support you can, okay? And you can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's The Voice of Labor, L-A-B-O-R, at CenturyTel, CenturyTel.net. And I'll see you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go out and make some news of your own.